King, you have summoned me. What is it?
Take this here vibranium to the brother Miles as a gift from the people of Wakanda. Go and bring him the vibranium mic. He will use it wisely.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro. That's absolutely nothing. What did you do before you were named a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have there? Ask Professor Maurice Miles Martinez, MC Brother Miles, and he'll tell you like it really is. You can shackle the hands of black people, you can jail the bodies of black people, but you cannot shackle or jail the minds of black people. Rise up, black man, black woman, and reach to go back to Africa.
My father was a Garveyite, thus Marcus Garvey can be thought of as my grandfather. But when you say, I've read in Dr. Ben's book, or I've read in Dr. Ivan Van Sertima's book, or I've read in Professor Maurice Miles Martinez's book, they say, don't speak that information in here. Brothers and sisters, speak your truth to the world.
Brother Miles, the black man's truth is here.
The real Wakandas of Africa podcast.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political, economic, and cultural time of day. Brother Miles, the relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
Free at last and proud to be black. One day Miles will be free at last.
Hey, Brother Miles, that was really great, man. I'm impressed.
Welcome to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast, the place where black history, hip-hop, and spoken word come together. I'm your host, Maurice Miles Martinez, also known as MC Brother Miles. At the end of each podcast, we have an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself. If you missed earlier this week, part one of this three-part series, this is podcast number 49, but this is part two today of a three-part series on the same topic. You should go back and listen to part one. This part two, we're going to continue on answering the question, do black people really score lower on standardized tests? And by the end of this three-part series, you will be stunned that the answer is that black people actually score higher on standardized tests. But we'll get to that question at a later point in time. Let's take a look at this topic again. We left off in the last episode with two scholars, Hernstein and Murray, who wrote a book called The Bell Curve. And The Bell Curve made the racist argument that Europeans and Asians were more intelligent than black people and Latinos who score lower on standardized tests. In fact, this was a perpetuated idea, and it's been perpetuated so much so that we see scholars today questioning this and beginning to remove standardized testing from undergraduate and graduate college admissions today in the United States. So historically, most of the announced data that people have reviewed, and I mean even those who argue against Hernstein and Murray, use this announced data and explore ideas such as biased standardized testing and biased IQ tests, and they point to culturally biased language and ideas that these tests contain. And the standard example would be if you gave someone in a tropical area of Africa where there is no snow, and yes, there are areas of Africa where snow falls, such as Mount Kenya in Kenya, and even sometimes along the equator in the Congo in the mountains. But if you take areas where there is no snow in Africa and you show a standardized test question of the order in which you would build the snowman, then this would be culturally biased, because in areas of the African continent where there is no snow, there wouldn't be an opportunity to learn the order of how to build the snowman. And this, of course, is a valid point, that there would be some bias here. But then there are other scholars who look at the standardized test scores of African Americans within the United States. And these scholars side with Hernstein and Murray's racist bell curve argument, and they say, well, look at the lower scores of African Americans on these tests. This is an example of racial and cultural inferiority. And one of these scholars, for example, Yerkes, argued for this line of inferiority as is presented on testing. And those who combat them, like the scholar Ashley Montague, who is the author of a book called Man's Most Dangerous Myth, which is race and racism, found that Yerkes, who had compared blacks and whites' scores on standardized tests, was quite flawed. Now, Yerkes stated that black scores were lower on average than white scores. However, Montague showed that environment had a greater role on these scores. There were a couple of different tests that Yerkes referred to, alpha and beta, but without going into the details there, Yerkes found that average black scores were lower than that of whites. However, what he found also, but ignored, but later was pointed out by Ashley Montague, was that black people averaged 34.63 on this particular exam. It wasn't out of 100, right? In 6 northern states. And whites across 14 southern states averaged 31.11. To repeat, when you compare northern black people to southern whites, black scores were 34.63 and white scores were 31.11. So southern whites scored lower than northern blacks, which shows that these scores were a matter of environment and not a matter of race. So the idea here is that these tests were culturally biased and are culturally biased. And in the field of psychology, there's something called the Mental Measurements Yearbook. And this has thousands upon thousands of standardized tests that are normed on various populations. And 2 scores are developed from these tests. They all pretty much have it, if they've been normed at least. They have a reliability and a validity coefficient. And exams with a validity coefficient, these tests that have a validity coefficient, typically that are higher than 0.8 or 80%, are considered to be reliable and very valid. But even reliable and valid tests that ask culturally biased questions could be invalid when you're looking at the scores across ethnicity. So, to combat some of these psychological exams that are biased, African-American scholars began to come up with black versions of standardized tests that would be more applicable to African people. For example, there's a test called the Thematic Apperception Test, or TAT. And this is a test where a psychologist has you look at a child holding a violin, for example, is one of the cards, and has you tell them what you see. Then they measure your story and take what you say and make various deductions. Well, one psychologist came up with another test called the Thompson TAT. I believe it was in the late 1940s. But this Thompson TAT involved replacing the all-white cast of characters with black characters. And the Thompson TAT got longer responses from black people than did the original TAT. So this was an example of making a psychological test more relevant to black people. Other psychologists have come up with African-American standardized tests where other cultural groups would score lower than black people, because the information in the test is culturally biased, as was the snowman example on standardized tests that were normed on Europeans. In other words, it was culturally relevant to black people, but other people from other cultural groups wouldn't have knowledge about that particular information. Now, while these tests use culturally biased ideas, and this is true, meaning the standardized tests that are out there in the market today, in the next episode, we're going to look at clear examples of entire African groups that score higher on standardized tests that were normed
on Europeans. Yes, these were European standardized tests that Africans and African Americans score higher on than their European and even Asian counterparts. And this is the hidden information with regard to standardized testing that is never discussed in these classic works that I mentioned before. As always, we conclude the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast with an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. The bell curve, a twisted set of words. That's why I wrote the book to combat the bell curve's curse. For the language it uses is not simple but contorted, the worst. To try to prove that black people are the curb of the earth, are the gutter to be. To try to prove that the intellectual birth came from Europe, from Greece, and that black people are akin to stupid, the dumb, and the dirt. But the opposite is the case with standardized tests, you see. For black scores were 34.63 and white scores in the South were 31.11 G. So the idea that intellectuality was based upon the scores that exist has been destroyed as an ignorant myth. Ideas of Africans were stopped by slavery's whips and further perpetuated by American presidents. So light the torch of the African intellect, and you will understand that mental measurements are a socially constructed fact. For example, check the thematic apperception test and the Thompson TAT that's all black. We can make tests that your culture they lack and then say that you don't understand the facts. It's all part of an intellectual war against African ideas that were advanced and abstract to try to make them simple. Rob resources, leaving Africans jacked.
Thank you for listening to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast. When you have a chance, please pick a copy of my books up from Amazon, The Real Wakandas of Africa, Dr. John Henry Clark versus Herman Cain, The Great Wall of Africa, The Empire of Benin's 10,000-mile-long wall, The Real Vibranium of Africa, and Akhenaten's Dreams by Maurice Miles Martinez. You can also subscribe to this podcast and become a regular sustaining member by clicking the link in the podcast. You can donate from $1 to $10 per month, and this makes an enormous difference in supporting this podcast and my research. Thank you again for listening to me, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. I will speak with you next week.